Be'ezah Hashem Yisbach, we begin Perek Shneim Asa, the 12th and final chapter in the Rambam, Slichas Avos Kechav, the laws of idolatry, B'chukai Sebedeha, which we're in that second half now, and the statutes of those who serve it, their practices, in the Sefer Ma'at, the Book of Knowledge, which in this Perek we discuss regarding the practices of the Gentiles as it applies to their bodies. As Rambam gives halacha alf, many different mitzvahs in the Torah that are actually related to the practices of the idol worshippers. In Megalchen Pasei Rosh, we're not allowed to cut off the corners of the hair of our head, what we call the payas, corners, because that's the way the idol worshippers and the priests would do. Shlomik says in the Pasuk, and many monks do that don't go around the corners of your head to cut the hair and leave only the top. That is forbidden. The chayva called paya, and one is liable for every corner, meaning the right one and the left one. The figure live from a galech shnitzdav, if someone shaves off the hair on his two temples, meaning the part of the face that's between the eyes and the ears, which is where the side locks are, afilo bevas achas, vastra achas, even if it's at one time with one morning, lekish time, it gets two sets of lashes. Now, echad amagalech hapeyes bovad, u'menich star kalaresh, now whether he only cuts off the corners of the hair and he leaves the rest of the hair of the head, or v'echad amagalech kalaresh ke'echad, whether he cuts off all the hair of the head at one time, doesn't make a difference, like he get lashes for cutting off the peyes, however, gilech hapeyes, since he shaved off the corners. Now, when we say this, that he gets lashes, is b'ish ha-megaleach, is by a man who shaves off his peis. Well, ish ha-miskaleach, but the man who has his peis cut off, ain't like he doesn't get lashes because he didn't do an action. Elim kain tzi'el ha-megaleach, unless he assisted the one who was shaving off his peis. But megaleach has a cotton, and whoever shaves off even the peis of a cotton, of a minor, like he gets lashes because in the Torah says, Lisa Kifu was even going on a child. Halacha beis. A woman that shaves off the corners of the hair of the head of a man, or she had her payas cut off, she's exempt. She says in the Pasuk Mikra, says, don't go around the corners of cutting off the corners of your head. And it says, don't destroy the corners of your beard. So that teaches us, anyone who is in the prohibition of destroying the corners of their beard, for example, a man who has a beard, Yeshne Mebal Takav, is in the prohibition of shaving off the corners of the hair of the head, the peis. But Ve'isha She'in Mebal Tashchas, a woman who's not in the halacha of not destroying her beard, L'fisha In Lezakin, because she doesn't grow a beard, She'in Mebal Takav, she's not according to the Isra of cutting off peis. The figure, therefore, however, Havadim, the non-Jewish ladies, although in halacha they have all the halachic obligations that women have, and the exemptions that they have, However, Yeshlem Zakin, since they do have a beard, Asur Makava, they are forbidden to cut off the payas because they don't have that exemption of not having a beard on their chin. Halacha Gimel. Kol mitzvah leisa shabbat Torah. Any negative prohibition in the Torah, Echad Hanoshim, Echad Noshim Chayavim. Men and women are both obligated. Chutz, there are some exceptions, which are including what we're discussing over here. Chutz Mibal Tashchas, except for the prohibition about destroying the corners of the beard. Ubal Takif, the prohibition of cutting off the payas. Uvayitam a kohen lemesim, the prohibition of a kohen becoming tummy to dead people, the females are permitted. And b'chamitzah seseshi, mizman lizman, in any positive commandment, which is from time to time, it's not evayna tadir, it's not at all times, it's not constant. Nashim b'turis, what's called mitzah seseshi, my grandma, women are exempt. Chutz, now there is an exception on that exemption, chutz mekiddushim, except for the sanctifying the day of Shabbos, which the kiddush should do on Friday night. Vachilis matzah b'leila pesach, eating matzah on the night of the Seder. Vachilis ha-pesach v'shchitah, so the eating of the carbon pesach and its slaughtering. Vehekel, the gathering on the post-Shemitah year, when everyone had to come to the Beis HaMikdash and hear the Melech read the Mishneh Torah. Vesimcha and the rejoicing, the Mishneh Torah of Sefer Dvarim. Vesimcha and the mitzvah of rejoicing on the Yom Tiv. Sha'anosh m'chayevas, although these are mitzvah decisions among them, the time-bound positive commandments, women are obligated on them, as we learn that from Sukkah. Halacha dalad, tumtum, which is someone that's closed up, that there's skin closing up the genital area. We don't know the gender of this individual, if he or she is male or female. And vandragonis, which actually has both signs of gender, male and female, where in Greek, term male is andro, and the female is ginois, so that's androgynois. So harim safik, so they're both a doubt in their status. So we give them the stringency of both men and women in all places. And therefore they're obligated in everything that both men and women are obligated. But if they violate, and they don't get lashes because you can't get lashes based on the suffix because you don't know if he or she is a man or a woman. Halacha hey. Although we said that a woman is permitted to cut off the corners of her head, she is, however, rabbinically forbidden to cut off the payas of a man, but she doesn't get lashes because she herself is not included in that isser of Baal Takif. Now, even a child who doesn't get any punishments, also she's not allowed to cut off his payas. Now, this corner of the here of the head, which we leave over on the by the temple, the sages did not give a measurement how much has to be left over. We heard from our elders, can't leave over less than 40 hears, meaning the width of the pays should not be less than 40 hears. Now, you're allowed to cut the payas with scissors. It was only forbidden to destroy it with a razor. Halacha Zayin contends with the prohibition about destroying the corners of the beard. Here also, it's related to the chukas of Adeha, because derech kohani abdi kachavim, the way of the priests, of the idols, were to destroy their beards. Never the Torah forbids for one to destroy their beard. Now, there's five corners of the beards. You have lechia elyon, the upper jaw or cheek, lechia tachin, the lower jaw. These are where the bones connect by the jaw. Meyomim lechim esmol, the right and the left. So that's four, upper and lower on both sides. And mishabel sazakin, and also the hair that's on the chin in the center. Belukal kol peyo peyo, and one gets lashes for every single corner. Now, bin meton kol kachas, if you shave off the whole beard at once, like a chumash, gets five lashes for the five corners. Now, but one does not get, he's not liable until he shaves it up with a razor. Shemek says in the pasuk, you should not destroy the corners of your beard, which is giluach. It says in one verse about here cutting the hair, and it talks about tashkas, which is destroying. It's a giluach sheyesh b'hashchasa. It's a cutting that has a destructive element, which is only with a razor, because you could destroy it without hair cutting instruments, but that wouldn't be giluach. You could cut it, but it wouldn't be destroyed. Now, therefore, if one shaves off his beard with scissors, pata is going to be exempt. And the one who's getting his beard shaved off is not doesn't get lashes until he assists, because only then is he doing an action. A woman is permitted to destroy her beard. And if she has hairs on her beard, she's allowed to shave it off. And if she destroys the beard of a man, Petura, she will be exempt. Like we said, she does not have that iser. Halacha ches, hasafam, the mustache. Mutal galcha betar, it's permitted to shave it off with a razor. V'haser shal gav hasaf elyon, and that's the hair that's on top of the upper lip. V'chein etzeh hameduldul, so too the hair that's hanging min hasaf atachtonim, from the lower lip, meaning beneath the lower lip, there's that little area where there's hair growing over there, also is permitted for one to shave. Now, v'af pishu mutar, although it's permitted like we just said, the Jewish custom is not to destroy it, rather to cut off a little bit of it until one wants to trim the mustache, that it does not get in the way of his eating and drinking, but the custom is not to shave it off. Halacha tes, regarding the dormants of a man and a woman. So, avadas haseid mishar aguf, continue on this theme about shaving off here, which then relates to another isser. Havaras haseid mishar aguf, removing here from the rest of the body, going beis hashechi, the armpits, beis erva, in the general area, in asim natar. That's not biblically forbidden. Elam de reseifim, only from rabbinic law, because it's like the beautification that women do. Vamaviray, now whoever moves that here, makanis makas marz, we give him rebellion lashes, which are rabbinic lashes. Vamedmum, when do we say this? It's bemakam shei mavirin say ela nashim, only a place where the only ones who get rid of that body here are women. And that's Kiddush Leisakin, that's Metikin Nashim, that he should not go ahead and beautify himself the way women do it. But in the place where they remove the hair, Hanashim Ba'anashim, men and women, Mevev removes it, we don't give him lashes. Now, Mutal Havasar Shar Evarim, you're allowed to remove the hair of the other limbs of a person's body, but Mesperaim with scissors, B'chamokim, in all places. The problem is about shaving it off. Halacha Yud, Loisad Isha Adi Ha'ish, a woman should not adorn herself, the adornments of a man. Again, for example, that she'll put on her head some type of a masculine hat, or she'll wear armor, or creates about similar types of things that only men wear. Or she'll shave her head like the way a man has his hair. And so to the other way, a man should not adorn himself, the adornments of a woman. Again, for example, he's going to wear these colorful garments, and this golden jewelry, the mokum shein levshin, in the place where men don't usually wear those types of garments. They don't put on that jewelry. Only women. Everything according to the custom of that country. If it's only women, then it's forbidden. Now, a man that adorns himself with the adornments of a woman, or a woman that adorns herself with the adornments of a man, like gets lashes because it's violating the negative prohibition of the Torah, the liyubosh give a similar isha, but liyichli give al isha, that a man and a woman are not allowed to dress like the opposite gender. Hamalakit saris levonis metecha shcheres. If someone plucks out white hairs from his black hairs, meroishay or mizkani, either from his head or from his beard, when he plucks out one hair already, like he gets lashes, because he's adorning himself the way a woman does. Women are usually very into the way their coloring of the hair is. That's considered a feminine type of activity. So if he dyes his hair black, for when he dyes one white hair black, like he gets lashes. Now, Tum de Vandragon is, who we don't see any sign of gender, or we see both signs of gender, which again we said is a suffix, say, he cannot adorn himself like a woman. At the same time, he cannot cut his hair like a man, because he might be a man or a woman. But Masakin, if he does it, again, Enoitavik is not going to get lashes, because out of doubt, we cannot give him lashes. Halachi Yidalf, continuing with the next prohibition of that idol worshippers do, is that of a tattoo. This that it says, a writing that's engraved, that a tattoo that says in the Torah that's forbidden, who she yistrutabasar, that he scrapes into his flesh, the mouth mokamasritukaichal, he fills the place of the scratch with eye makeup, or ink, or some other dyes that make a mark. This was the custom of the idol worshippers, that they would mark themselves with for the purposes of idolatry. In other words, like he's a slave sold to the idol, and he's marked for its service. And from the moment the person marks himself with one of these things that mark, after that he already made a scratch, a carving in his flesh in any place, whether a man or a woman, like he gets lashes. Now, if he wrote without marking with dye, or he made a mark with dye, but he didn't write with carving into the flesh, pata is exempt. You have to write, and you have to has to be engraved. Shomeg says the pasuk, a writing of the engraved marking. It sounds like you need to have both of them. Now, when we say this, if he gets lashes, is b'chaysev, the one who's actually doing the writing and the marking itself. But regarding this person, that others wrote on his flesh, and then they engraved it in him, is not liable unless he's assisting them so that they could do the action. But if he didn't do anything, and like he's not going to get lashes, because that's called a lav. That's we're talking about. There's no mice over here that he's doing. This is actually doing the actual tattooing. Halachid Beis regarding Gedida and Srita, making cuts in one's flesh. If someone makes one cut in his flesh for someone who died because of mourning and of pain, like he gets lashes, like says the pasuk, for a soul, you should not put in your flesh. And that's Echad Kain, Echad Yisrael, whether it's a Kain or Yisrael. And Sarat Srita Achas al Chamisha Mesim, someone, let's say, made one cut for five people who died. The five cuts for one person who died. Look at Chamesh, it gets five sets of lashes. That's only if they warn him on every single one, either every one of those who died or every one of the marks that he made. Gimel, Gedida Ustrita, which one would be called gashing, one would be called gouging. Achasi, it's the same thing, meaning even though Gedida is with a tool and Strita is by hand, but it's the same thing, meaning if you would warn one for the other, it would be the same valid warning. Now, how does it come back to Avodah Zarah? Where this talks about for a mess, and whereby Hilchas Chukas Evdeha, because just like the idol worshippers would be just like they would carve into their flesh for their dead because of pain, so they would injure themselves for their Avodah Zarah. Shlomach says in the Pasuk, Malachim, that they mutilated themselves, Kemishpatim, like their laws. And Gamzeh Asatar, the Torah also forbids this. Shlomach says in the Pasuk, in the Vodim, don't mutilate yourself, which is the term of Gedida. Ella, Sha'almeis, rather, on the dead person, bein sarid b'yadu, whether he scrapes it with his hand, bein sarid b'kli, whether he scrapes with his vessel, loike gets lashes. So here the Rambam is differentiating. They're both practices that the idol worshippers would do, But the Isser in the Torah, if one does it for a dead person, he's going to get like lashes, whether he does it by hand or with a tool. But Labaz Kacham, for idolatry, is only Bekli, with a tool, Chayiv Malkus, Leib of lashes. But Beyad, if he does it by hand, Potter, he's going to be exempt. Halachi Yidalu V'chlal Azarzu, now included in this prohibition of Leis Tiskeidu, because it says, it doesn't say Leis Tiskeidu, it says Leis Tiskeididu, is telling us another halacha. They shouldn't have two courts in one city. This court conducts as one custom, and the other court conducts with a different custom. Because this caused to great disputes amongst the Jewish people. From the word agudis. It's from the term of aguda. You shouldn't make yourself different groups and camps. Halacha does vav continues with another prohibition, also regarding someone dying, making a bald spot. If someone makes a bald spot in his hair because of someone that died, you should not place a bald spot between your eyes for someone who died. And that's Echad Yisov, Echad Kain, whether non-Kain or a Kain, that creates a bald spot for a dead person. Only gets one set of lashes, which, don't make a mistake, although it says specifically by Kahanim, it's going to be the same lashes as Yisrael, not another one. Now, hakerech arba chamish karachas al meisach. If someone makes four or five bald spots for one person who died, look at kamin hakerachas. He gets lashes the amount of bald spots that he makes. For who? And that is shehisra by kol karach b'karach. As long as they warn him for every single bald spot that he makes. Now, echad hakerech by other, whether someone makes the bald spot by hand or besam or some type of cream, a hit blood by isa besam, or let's say he dips his fingers in this cream, v'nichem chamish mekaymes bereish v'asachas, and he puts it in five different places on his head at one time by putting his fingers down in different places. Since he made five bald spots, although it was one warning, like a chamish will get five sets of lashes. Should a cool and boys kachas, it could all happen at the same time. The warning is going on all those five actions. The liability is on the entire head, even though it says don't make the bald spot between your eyes. The whole head is kibbeinanam, like between the eyes, because it says in the pasuk, in the bayikol, don't make a bald spot on your head, and therefore it's not specifically between the eyes. The kamashir hakarach, and how much is the measurement of the bald spot? Kadesh Yidah Meroshah said you'll see from the head, because the hair is now not there anymore, kigris, the size of a half a bean, which is a measurement of like 36 hairs, palnei b'liser, that will be clear without hair, that's the shear of a bald spot. Halacha d'zayin, hakadech roshah, if someone makes a bald spot on his head, or he scratches his flesh, a base shnuffel, let's say because his house collapsed, or his ship sank in the sea, pot is going to be exempt. Because the only getting the lashes if he's doing it because someone who died. Oh, he has started love his kacham, or he's scratching, like we said, for the purpose of idolatry. But let's say someone makes a bald spot on his friend's head. Or if someone scratches his friend's flesh. Or if someone makes a tattoo in his friend's flesh. Now, his friend was assisting in all these things. So when they're both doing it deliberately, they both get lashes. One did it by mistake, one did it deliberately. The one from the two of them that's deliberate, he'll get lashes. But the one who did it by mistake, he is going to be exempt.